Hello, this is Lance Cooper, President of Sales Managed Solutions. Just loving to work at coaching sales managers from good to great. I assume that those listening to this are hardworking people and that you strive to sell your products and services every day. You have personal needs or families or companies you seek to support. Each day you wake up and go out to look for someone who needs your services and products. Many of you work without a clear understanding of an activity management process, without a clear understanding of what causes consistent sales results. Today, I want to chat with you about how to manage activities to achieve sales goals. You see, our company wants you to gain control over your sales goal achievement. We want you to be better in the area of activity management. We believe the right system will help you do this, and we believe you can become better at managing the right sales activities and the right amount of them. First, let's discuss an activity management process called PASS. This is a process that teaches people the relationship between activities and results. It keeps the learning simple, and it keeps salespeople on track to sales goal achievement. The PASS process contains four activity phases in a sales funnel: prospects, activities, sales in progress, sales. To achieve your sales goal each period, day, week, month, etc., you do the right amount of work in each phase. We'll discuss this further on. Prospects are names of people and companies whom you have qualified as having a possible need for your product or service. You find these from various marketing and prospecting efforts that you do. When you are ready, you move prospects to the activities phase of your sales funnel. Many salespeople set first appointments as their most important weekly activity. While prospects remain in their activities phase, salespeople set and hold first appointments and any subsequent activities necessary before a final presentation. Prospects move into the sales in progress phase when quotes have been presented and stay there until they make a buying decision. A yes decision moves a prospect into the sales phase for appropriate follow-up activities. A no decision moves the prospect into an archive. Now let's talk about the right amount of activities. To achieve sales goals, great salespeople do the right amount of work in each phase. They continually find the right amount of prospects, set and hold the right amount of first appointments, to present the right amount of quotes, to achieve the right amount of sales for any given period. Consistent sales results from consistent work at the right amount of activities. Let's start from the end result. You want 3 sales in a given time period, minutes, days, weeks, etc. And you usually need to present 3 quotes to achieve 1 sale. Now here's a test. How many quotes do you present each period to achieve 3 sales? Answer: 9. So, each period you work to present 9 quotes to achieve 3 sales. Simple. Now, what about appointments? How many appointments do you need to get to present 9 quotes? Answer: it depends on the quality of your prospects. But let's assume it takes 18. For every 2 appointments held, 1 presented quote occurs. Even as good as 1 appointment held equals 1 quote. Again, it depends upon the quality of your prospects, their need for what you sell. Let's recap so far. 18 first appointments equals 9 quotes equals 3 sales each period. So, the remaining question is, how many qualified prospects are found to achieve 18 appointments each period? Answer: at least 18, and probably more. A great benefit of the PASS process is that you estimate your ratios in the beginning and learn the correct ones as you go. You even learn how to improve the ratios by doing things like qualifying prospects better, getting better at setting appointments, improving your presentations, etc. Now, let's turn to setting sales and activity goals. Remember, work backwards. First, how much do you want to earn this year from commissions? Next, to receive this amount in commissions, set a goal for yearly sales revenue sold. When you set a goal for yearly sales revenue, break that goal down into number of sales by estimating your average revenue per sale, and then dividing this number by your yearly sales revenue goal. This will give you the number of yearly sales you need. You can break this number down into a monthly sales number by simply dividing by 12. Then, using our previous discussion, you can decide your goals for number of monthly quotes and first appointments held necessary to stay on track. Before summarizing our discussion of activity management, I want to briefly chat about a high-performance sales meeting you can have with yourself if you work alone, or with any salespeople you may have on your team. In high-performance sales meetings, great sales managers use a sales board as a visual reminder of progress. This board contains the monthly activity goals and sales goals. Each week, the board updates to show month-to-date progress for new first appointments set and held, sales in progress, number of quotes and amounts, and sales, number of sales and amounts. The board shows cumulative actuals for the month compared to specific monthly goals for sales activities and sales goals. Salespeople and sales managers learn when to celebrate and when to change strategies or increase activity. The weekly sales board also reveals the average size of sales and quotes, the number of sales from referrals, the percentage of sales from quotes, and the percentage of quotes from appointments. Salespeople and sales managers choose the training and strategies for future sales success. You can also make an end-of-the-month forecast by using the past process and the sales board. Each week on the sales board, you will predict end-of-the-month sales. You will do this by looking at actual sales for the month and pending sales in progress. You will predict monthly sales by adding the actual month's sales to date to the total of all sales in progress that you are 95% confident will close by the end of the month. If you make this a conservative estimate, then you will get better and better at this each month. Remember, make this a conservative estimate. What have you learned about activity management? In industries with short sales cycles, a relationship exists between the right amount of the right activities and results. A good activity management process, like PASS, helps sales managers and their salespeople learn how to manage activity to achieve results. It provides a simple process to manage activity for one person or many. Well, thanks for listening to a discussion of activity management. I appreciate you, and I want you to improve your ability to produce consistent sales progress. This is an important subject area to master for greatness in sales management. Now go and make things better. Also, check out salesactivities.com for an online version of the PASS process.